I am talking with Myrna Ball here in Logan County, Kentucky. Today's date is May 14th, 1986. Are you agreeable to being interviewed on tape, Myrna?
Yes.
Just to make sure my records are correct, would you please spell your full name?
MYRNABAUGH.
And are you married?
Widow.
You're a widow. What was your husband's name, Myrna?
George Ball.
George. Okay. Would you spell his first name for me?
GEORGE.
Do you work?
Retired.
And what did you do?
I worked at Emerson Electric in Russellville.
In Russellville? Okay. What did your husband do? What type of work did your husband do?
He was a mechanic.
In Russellville?
Yes.
Okay. And what is your address?
Lewisburg, Route 4.
How long have you lived in Lewisburg?
Since 1952.
And where did you live before that?
Well, I lived in Lewisburg for 6 years.
For 6 years?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Okay, where were you originally from?
I was born within a half mile of where I live now.
Is that right? And how old are you?
65.
65, and what was your birth date?
2/12/21.
Can you tell me a little bit about your parents? What were their names?
My daddy was Omer Hayes.
Can you spell that for me?
OMERHAYES.
And your mother?
Flossie Hayes.
Okay.
FLOSSIEHAYES.
And where were they from?
Daddy was born in Logan County. Mother was born in Muhlenberg County.
What did your father do? What type of work did he do?
Mostly he was a farmer. He worked as a miner when I was, well, he was a storekeeper when I was born. Then he worked in the mines for a while. We spent 4 years in Michigan. He was working at General Motors most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
We began farming again in 1930.
In 1930? Here in Logan County?
Yes.
Okay. Did your mother work?
Just a few months at Red Cap in Russellville.
Now what is Red Cap?
Well, they make garments, blue jeans.
Okay.
Now.
Okay. Now, where do you go to church?
Wallace Chapel.
Okay.
Methodist Church.
Methodist Church. Okay, and that's here in Auburn? Or?
Oh, that's at Deerlick. We'll just put it Deerlick.
Deerlick.
Mm-hmm.
Now, where is that?
Well, it's 5 miles west of Lewisburg.
Okay. Where did you go to school?
I went to 3 years in Michigan, and then in 1930 I started to Mobley School at Deerlick.
And how do you spell Mobley?
M-O-B-L-E-Y.
Okay. Now, did you go to grade school there, high school?
Yes, I didn't finish high school.
Okay.
Just grade school.
Just grade school? Okay, let's talk a little bit about your quilting. Where did you learn to quilt? Where did you learn to quilt?
At home.
At home? From your mother?
Yes, and grandmother's.
What was grandmother's? From both of your grandmothers?
Yes.
And what were their names?
My Grandma Hayes was Athalia, A-T-H-A-L-I-A.
Okay.
Hayes, H-A-Y-E-S. My other grandmother was Ethel, E-T-H-E-L, Allison, A-L-L-I-S-O-N.
Okay. So you learned from your mother and your both grandmothers?
Yes.
And how old were you?
I think I began when I was 11.
11? When you started to quilt, did you start to piece?
I started by piecing quilts.
Okay, and do you remember any of the patterns that you...
Nine patch?
What kind of cloth did you use when you pieced?
I started in with used material.
Uh-huh.
I guess probably out of shirt tails or the good part of a dress to learn to make my stitches.
Uh-huh. Okay, were these some of the, after you started with the nine patch, then what other patterns did you use?
My first new quilt was a snowball. The second one was a six-point star.
Okay.
I still have both of them.
You still have both of them? How old were you when you made these quilts?
14, 15.
Do you remember what colors they were?
The snowball was out of strings and it had a round circle. It set together with a round circle.
Mm-hmm.
About 6 inches across, I guess, something like that.
What about the other one, the six-pointed star?
It was filled out with yellow. The stars was pieced out of two different prints, filled out with yellow, and what they call the sugar loaf out of rose.
Okay, now what do you mean by a sugar loaf?
A three-cornered piece the size to fit the hexagons together.
Uh-huh, okay. How about your brothers and sisters?
I'm an only child.
You're an only child? Okay. Have you been quilting? You know, you started when you were 11. Have you been quilting ever since, or have there been times when you didn't quilt?
I didn't quilt the 23 years that I worked at Emerson Electric.
Okay. How much time do you say you spend quilting?
Well, I don't know, but the flower garden, I remember very well, it took me 7 weeks to quilt it.
Is that right? Oh. What do you like to do? Do you like to piece, or do you ever applique any quilts?
Yes, I have appliqued two butterflies.
Two butterflies? Which do you like to do better, piece or applique?
Really, there's not too much difference in what I like to do.
You just like them all. Okay. How about quilting? Do you you quilt your own quilts?
Yes.
Do you like to do that?
Yes, I like to quilt. I've not quilted any since I quit work a year ago. I have arthritis, but I'm planning on trying.
Uh-huh. How many quilts would you say you've made altogether?
Oh, roughly I'll say 20 anyway.
20? Do you have all of your quilts?
quite a few of them has been worn out with four boys.
Oh, okay. You have four boys?
Yeah.
And what are their names?
The oldest one is Delwin, D-E-L-W-I-N.
And how old is he?
46.
46?
The second one is Douglas, D-O-U-G-L-A-S. He will be 43 in July. Number three is Llewellyn, L-L-E-W-E-L-L-Y-N. He's 36. The youngest is Reginald, R-E-G-I-N-A-L-D. He will be 35 this year.
And no daughters?
No.
No daughters, okay. So they wore out quite a few of your quilts.
I guess so.
Uh-huh.
And I have three grandsons, one granddaughter, and a great-granddaughter.
Is that right? Oh. Are all of the boys married? Who has
no.
the children?
Delwin is married, and the two of the boys and one girl belongs to him.
Okay.
The youngest is married, Reginald. He has one little boy, expecting another in July.
Uh-huh. Tell me a little bit about, you were talking about cotton. Now, did you grow cotton on the farm?
Yes.
And that was here in Logan County?
Yes.
I want you to tell me a little bit about doing this, growing the cotton and what you did with it afterwards, and I'll just let you talk about it.
Well, we only grow maybe four or five rows each year, enough to fix the quilts that we would be quilting that winter. And we'd soak the seed overnight in lukewarm water and sew it real thick, not after the 10th of May. It had to be planted early.
Okay.
And then as it come up, we'd thin it out, tend it, and then in the fall, pick the cotton. Then on cold winter nights, we spread our cotton in front of the fire, and usually my grandmother and me would do the ginning of the cotton. She'd feed and I'd pull through. You feed it from one side and the seed would drop down, and then you'd pull it through from the other side and lay the cotton down.
Now, where you said you were ginning the cotton, where did you get the cotton gin?
My daddy made it for us.
Oh, he made it. Okay.
And where he got his idea, I have no idea about that. But it's just two wooden rollers with a handle to each roller. One turns one way, one the other. And it's set in a rough wooden block on a plank, and one would set on one end of it, the other on the other.
About how big is this?
Well, the plank is about 4.5 foot long by 8 inches wide.
Mm-hmm. Do you still have it?
I do.
You still have it? Do you don't use it? You just...
No, I don't.
For how many years did you grow your own cotton?
I guess from about 1930 to, I don't believe we grew any after 35.
1930 to 35? Okay, then after you got the seeds out of it, then what did you do with it?
It was carded with cotton cards.
Now, tell me a little bit about those. What are they?
Well, they're, I think, about 4 inches wide and 12 inches long, and they have fine wire in them. And you work one card one way and one the other, and until you get, you put your cotton on one, and you start in working it back and forth with the other until you get it real fine. And then you turn your card some way. I'm not familiar with that. And you'd have a bat almost as big as the card was. When you put it on your quilt, then there would be a thick side and a thin one. And you'd lay it on there in layers with the thick side, and then you'd lay your next one to the thin side, just slightly overlapping.
Mm-hmm. How did you know that you had enough cotton? Was there some way that you measured this? How did you know that you had enough cotton for a quilt?
Well, sometimes we didn't. We'd have to card a few extra cards to put on there. But my grandmother was pretty well experienced in that, and she would look at her stack, and you know, she'd lay a layer one way, then she'd start in and lay them the other way. And she'd get her a paper and put in her chair and start in, and when she got to a certain height, she'd set it aside and start in again. She'd pretty well know how many.
So she stacked it up to a certain height on the chair,
yes,
and then started all over again.
If she didn't have enough, we always could wait a few minutes for it. But I never learned that. My mother did. But we depended mostly on my grandmother because she really enjoyed carding cotton.
Did she?
And then after mother decided she wanted to do that, but I never did decide I wanted to. I tried, but the bats was a disgrace.
Okay. Where were your grandmothers from?
My daddy's mother was born in Todd County, and my mother's mother in Muhlenberg.
Okay. So you grew just enough cotton in a year for the quilts that you were,
yes,
going to quilt. Okay. Was it easy to piece? I mean, to quilt these quilts?
It was, yes. It was real easy. And they was nice and fluffy.
Uh-huh.
And you quilted them.
Did you use a big frame? Did you put the quilts?
We used it, yes, the big frames that you'd hang from the ceiling.
Oh, really? Where did you keep the frame? Was it in a certain room in the house?
Usually in the living room was the only place you had a fire to where you could sit and quilt in the wintertime.
Uh-huh. Did you quilt in the evening or in the daytime?
In the daytime, it's kind of hard to quilt by cold oil light.
Uh-huh. Okay, but you let this quilt frame down from the ceiling then?
Yes. At night, we had wrap the string and put the quilt up to the ceiling.
Uh-huh. Did the three of you quilt together? Did you all live together?
No. My grandmothers lived next door from just before my mother and daddy married until they both died. They was the very best of friends.
Is that right?
And we lived about 3/10 of a mile from them.
Mm-hmm.
And of course when we was quilting, the four of us quilted together.
Oh, how nice. Uh-huh. Did you ever have other people come in to quilt?
Oh yes, we had quiltings in the community. On Wednesdays, the ladies of the community would have put in a quilt, come in and quilt, bring a covered dish and a lot of quilting and gossip.
And gossip. And good food.
Yes.
Okay, now was this at your mother's home?
Well, at different homes, yes, in different homes in the community.
Okay. And you call this a quilt inn?
Yes, quilting beer.
Uh-huh. And you did this every Wednesday?
Yes, in the winter.
In the winter?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. In the summer, everybody was busy with gardening?
Raising their cotton.
Raising their cotton, okay. Did the other people in the community, the other women, did they raise cotton for their quilts?
Quite a few of them.
Did they? Uh-huh.
That was just a family thing that we tried to raise everything that we needed.
So all of your own vegetables or?
Yes, we all. And tobacco.
Tobacco? Uh-huh.
That was in the winter. It was between quilting and piecing quilts and stripping tobacco.
I see. Why did you start making quilts?
Well, it seemed that that was a thing for girls to do.
So you, it was what was kind of expected of you?
Yes.
Do you enjoy making quilts?
Yes.
Why do you think you enjoy making quilts so much?
Well, I'm a person that likes to be busy all the time.
Uh-huh.
So if I have to sit down, I'm not much of a sitting person, but if I'm sitting down, I want to be doing something. It's either piecing quilts or reading.
Uh-huh. Have you ever taught anyone to quilt? Have you ever taught anyone to quilt?
No.
No? Have you ever sold any of your quilts?
No.
No. It's a lot of work, isn't it? You say your boys were pretty hard on the quilts. What do you do with any of the old quilts that you have when they begin to wear out?
Well, when the boys was growing up, when they would, when the quilts would get frayed at the edges, we'd do what we call covering them. We'd put them in another lining and top and quilt them in the opposite direction with broader lines. Sometimes we'd quilt in bias lines, running bias across the quilt. Well, if we did, we'd turn it over and we'd quilt it usually in a straight line, straight across the
okay, quilt. So you would put it in another quilt top?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, right. So you would have like a quilt within a quilt?
Yes.
Okay.
Some people would tack them
mm-hmm.
to use them that way, but we always quilted, say about a 2 inches apart, something like that.
Okay, you quilted 2 inches apart with your, even with the cotton that you grew, did you have to quilt any closer than that?
When our new quilts, we'd a lot of times quilt them by the piece, or we'd quilt designs in them, or sometimes in shells, sometimes in straight lines, sometimes bias.
What was your favorite? Did you have a favorite quilt pattern? Did you like the shells or did you have anything that was a favorite of yours?
I got along a lot faster on the bias lines.
On the bias lines. When you What did you use for a pattern? You know, if you quilted in shells, how did you get your pattern?
You put a pencil on a string. You'd hold it at an angle and make the first shell. And then you'd bring it to where the next shell would come to it. And then you'd space your lines as far apart as you want them. Some would put them about 1 inch apart, some 1.5 inches apart, others maybe 3/4 of an inch.
Mm-hmm.
Wonder how much quilting you want to put in.
If you had a certain design that you wanted on the quilt, how did you mark that design on the quilt top?
Sometimes we'd transfer it with transfer carbon paper. Sometimes we would use a design that we could use a cardboard and just mark around it.
Did you mark it with the pencil?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Have you ever entered a quilt in a show or county fair, anything like that?
No.
No? How did you finish your quilts? You know, did you make a binding or did you buy binding? You know, the edges when you were ready to bind the quilt.
Sometimes the lining, if we're just making it to use, we'd the lining would be big enough that we'd turn it over the top and whip it down.
Uh-huh.
If we wanted it to look a little bit fancier, we cut by strips out of the material that we set it together with and bound it.
Mm-hmm. Did you use any particular, anything different in making your quilts? Did you make any, use any flour sacks or feed sacks?
We use flour bag, feed bags, and we applique on the little sugar bags.
Oh, you got
it. Yes, we used to buy sugar in little unbleached muslin bags. Very pretty to applique on.
Now, were they plain?
Yes.
A plain color?
Yes.
Uh-huh. And about how big were they?
Well, the 5-pound bags maybe was as much as 12 inches square. Of course, the 10-pound bag was larger, but usually about an average of a 12-inch block is what we would use.
And then what did you do after you emptied the sugar out? You just opened the seam for the bag and...
And went to work on trying to get the dye out of it.
Oh, the dye?
Yes.
What kind of
dye? Sometimes domino would not come out and we couldn't use it.
So this was the name that was printed on the bag?
Some of them was.
Uh-huh.
And some of them was easy to soak the dye out. Others, you could not get it out.
Do you remember any of the other brand names?
Godshaw.
Godshaw? Do you know how to spell that?
Was it G-O-D-C-H-A-U-X, something like that?
Uh-huh.
That too, the two is the only ones I can...
Godshaw and Domino? So these were really nice to applique on?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did you use any particular patterns For your applique, you were talking about butterflies. Is that mostly what you applique, butterflies?
Yes, that the two butterflies is all I ever applique for quilts. We've used the sugar bags for
Now, what did you use the sugar bags for?
The larger ones we use for spreads. Dresser spreads, mantel spreads, table spreads, we'd applique.
Also, you would applique?
Yes, and embroider.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay. When you, when you applique, what did you use a buttonhole stitch?
Yes.
Did you? All of your quilts you used a buttonhole stitch?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What type of thread did you have? What type of thread did you have, or what type of thread did you use to applique with?
Well, I have a set, a buffet set, that I just embroidered.
Uh-huh.
The centerpiece was out of the larger bag. The two smaller pieces was out of the 5-pound
uh-huh.
bags. And crocheted around the edge with pink. I still have them.
Do you? Uh-huh. Do you ever put your name on a quilt?
If we piece friendship quilts, so many times we'd piece our pastor a quilt for Christmas, and each person would embroider their name on the block.
Mm-hmm.
And there has been different times that when I was a child, the women would piece a quilt, and each member would give a dime to have their name put on the quilt, and then the money was turned into the church. The quilt was donated to the pastor.
Is that right?
Uh-huh.
Now the quilts, you know, when you had these quilt-ins or quilting bees, did women mostly work on their own quilts?
Yes, each person wanted to get one quilt quilted during the winter, and that way each person would put in. Sometimes if they had a big house, they'd put in two quilts, one in each room. My grandmother in 1941 of April, the men all came in to put a drive into the house. The new highway had come through and they couldn't get to the highway. The men put the approach in, and the women quilted two quilts that day.
Two quilts?
Yes.
And were these still the frames that you let down from the ceiling?
Yes.
They were? Uh-huh.
That way they, three could quilt on all sides. That way they could, about 12 people, quilt on one quilt.
And did you start early in the morning on this?
Usually about 9:30. When they'd get there, 9:30, 10.
And about what time would you get finished?
Well, I'd say somewhere about 3. We had milking to do that we wanted to get on before dark.
Uh-huh. do you know of anybody who still does that? Do you all still get together and quilt one another's quilts?
2 years ago, we quilted a quilt for our pastor. And we had it in the fellowship hall. And we also quilt quilts for the orphans' home. And we do that sometimes in one of the members' homes or in the fellowship hall.
That's a lot of fun, isn't it?
It is.
How do you feel about the fabrics and so on that we're using now? Do you think there's a big change in...
I think there's a big change. And some of the material that they're padding the quilts with, I'm allergic to. And but most people prefers the mountain mist, the polyester.
Do you like the new fabrics that are out?
Well, I've not quilted too much since I've been working. And I've been kind of curious as to whether I would enjoy quilting through the newer fabrics
as much as you did the older ones. Do you think people still feel the same way about quilts, or do you think there's been a change in people's attitudes about quilting?
Well, quilts now are something to be displayed, and they don't depend so much now on quilts for warmth.
Is there anything else that you can think of that you would like to say about quilting or making quilts?
Well, the only thing, it keeps your hands busy and it keeps them out of mischief.
We didn't talk about the quilting stitch. You know, everybody always looks at a quilt and they're looking at the quilting stitches. Now, what do you think makes a good quilt stitch?
I don't know how I would do now, but my stitches were very small. And not that it don't make the quilt a bit better. But that was just my way of quilting.
Did you learn this from your mother and grandmother to make the tiny stitches?
From my mother's mother.
From your mother's mother?
She demanded that I make a small stitch.
Oh, she did?
Try to get each one just the same.
And did you go up and down with your stitches when you were quilting on the frame? You pushed down with one hand and pushed up with the other. Is that how you made your stitches?
And if I made a big stitch, I knew to take it out.
Oh, you had to take it out? Did you take out very many?
Quite a few.
If there's nothing else that you can think of that you would like to talk about, it's been a real honor for me to have talked to you about quilting, and I really appreciate it. Thank you very much.